Well, good morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. My name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and I am your hostess this morning. Oh, boy. Hold on a second. We are happy that you're here with us, and we know that you will be blessed. There are no prayer requests from the apps, but I do have one spoken prayer request from JC. She's not feeling well this morning. We're asking God to touch her in her body and that she's traveling back home today, yay, and that God will give her traveling grace and that she will get home safely and all will be well. The order of the call is as follows. JC will be reading the scripture. Leanne will be doing our declaration. First prayer warrior will be Lisa. Second prayer warrior will be Diane. I will repeat that. Tracy will be reading our scripture. Dion will be declaring victory over our lives. Lisa will be our first prayer warrior, and Diane will be closing us out. Please remember to mute your line by using your standard mute feature as I pass the call to Tracy. Blessings. Tracy, are you there? If you're speaking, we cannot hear you.
I think that Jamila is supposed to read the scripture. I think I was supposed to read the scripture.
Okay, I'm just going by what the scripture said, but go ahead, sweetie.
So today's scripture is from Ephesians 3:15-19, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. May God continue to lighten us as I pass the call.
Deanna, before you jump in, Jamila, you were right. I'm sorry. I was looking at an old script. Well, you were right. I apologize. Thank you so much for being with your diligence. Amen. As I pass the call.
Amen. Well, good morning, guys. And I am so happy to be home and so happy to be sharing with you guys this morning. Somebody, I don't know, some static maybe. Can you guys double check for mute for me? There you go. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Amen. So, you guys know anytime I go somewhere or do something different, I always have to use it in my share. And, before I do all of that, thank you, Bubbly, for holding it down all week long. I appreciate you. It took a whole bunch of me during the course of my travel, and I just got to say it to my family, and I'm saying it for folks that haven't yet physically made connections outside of the call. It's so good to have family other than well, we are all bloodline because we are believers, but outside of your biological family, so I just want to say out loud, Sister Dee held me down so tough yesterday. She took Josiah to the oncologist yesterday for me, and I am beyond grateful. That beyond warmed my heart. That just just solidifies that relationships are like everything. And so I just want to encourage folks, it's cool to take it offline. And speaking of which, we are working on something for April so that we can hang out and spend some time together. So you guys will probably hear something about that on Monday, just FYI. So, before I even go into my declaration, I'm going to make you guys laugh. So I had my phone on mute, and I literally was awakened by the sound of something falling. I love the Holy Ghost, like, beyond words. So my phone fell on top of my computer, and that's what woke me up. Literally at 6 o'clock, you guys know I don't sleep late normally, but I guess, you know, with all the travel, it fell at 6 o'clock. I normally get up at about 5:15, 5:30, and I just start laughing. When I looked at the clock, I was like, oh, Jesus, you always got us. Even when we don't have ourselves, you got us. You work things out. So anyway, the title of my declaration this morning is Follow the Script. Follow the Script. It is what will make you most successful. It is what will keep you on track for the process. You guys know process, preparation, position, promise has been something that I have literally learned and am still learning how to follow. I am finally taken back by how God aligns our path with purpose in understanding the process. It doesn't have anything to do with financial gain. It doesn't have anything to do with gainful employment. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. He uses everything for his glory. And my week's travel, the only brown face in the room, there were three women of probably about 16 men, and very dominant, male-dominant profession, of course, in what I do. That's normally the case. But it was incredible to meet folks from here, there, and everywhere, a lot of them with the same background as myself. Can you mute that line one more time? That static just jumped right back in. Amen. And it was just really interesting. And I don't know who that is, but it's like you have a bad connection. Sorry. And everybody just double check once again for mute. Nevertheless, it's real interesting to meet folks from here, there, everywhere, different backgrounds, folks that have been doing what we do for many years, and some that are very new to the process. But my training was probably in my professional career or in dealing with anything corporate or commercial, the by far, hands down, the absolute best training that I've ever experienced. Just the experience in general. I've never left a training and hugged the folks next that I met in the process, and every single one of them. But I work for a company that is relationship-based and has everything to do with ensuring that you have the absolute best customer experience. And in order to do that, they have processes, very proven processes, to ensure that you do the very best job possible. And not just do the best job possible, but actually maintain the relationship. And for those of you that know me, I am relationship-oriented. I love people. I love that static, you killing me. I'm sorry. Okay. I love what it takes to build the relationship. I love what it takes to maintain the relationship. And I love the authenticity that is required to do so. And so, you know, you guys have watched me go through so many steps and so many different phases of becoming, of really understanding not just who I am in Christ, but understanding the value of following the script and obeying the structure of the Word of God for our lives. And I blow it. But thank God that we always have a reference point. Could you imagine what it would sound like if you had a conversation and instead of saying, the car is blue, your statement was, blue car the is. Could you imagine going to a movie and the end came before the beginning? You would be completely lost. Not only would you be lost, but the person on the other end of the screen or on the other end in the theater seat wouldn't know how to follow you. They probably say that you did a horrible job of maintaining their attention because it's really, really hard to follow along when somebody is all over the place. And, you know, the reality is, guys, that our lives, as scripted as it is, we so often go off course and we so often leave the script and throw in our own words, and we call it improv two or improv two, or we call it forgot the word. Well, we have a tendency to throw in our own lines in our lives. And I was going to talk about obedience, but I really think I just want you guys to hear, number one, my heart in understanding what it looks like to respect the process. I think when you anticipate and or expect to get something other than what it is that you're actually receiving, it changes or kind of anchors it anchors not only your expectation, but it anchors your capacity in a very different way. So because of how I was informed that I was going to training, it kind of caught me off guard, put a little salty taste in my mouth because it told me, like, almost at the last minute. But isn't that just like God? He don't never give you a heads up. He just kind of throws stuff at you. But the expectation is that not only you learn something in the process, but that you still follow the scripts. Because I could have done one of two things, considering all that I've been dealing with my baby. It's the first time that I left him since all of this has begun. It's the first time that I haven't been at a doctor's appointment. It's the first time that I wasn't there to prep him or put his cream on prior to his chemotherapy. It's the first time that, you know, I had to, number one, I had to ask someone to help me do some things. And this is since all of this is happening. Not that nobody's ever gone with us, but it's the first time I wasn't able to do it myself, and I had to expect or anticipate the ram in the bush. And ironically, and I had shared with you guys that, you know, God is a God of restoration, but he always has a plan and a program and a process behind the scenes that has absolutely nothing to do with you. The only responsibility that you have is maintaining what the script gives instruction to do. So God, doing what he does best and mending broken relationships in a very different way. And so my mother stayed with Josiah, and, of course, Dee Dee made sure he got to chemo because my mother had some plans in advance. And not only did I not have to worry, but it's almost like somebody had given me a script and the dominoes fell exactly where they needed to fall to get done what I needed to get done. And to top it all off, God gave me an opportunity to spend 5 days by myself in his face, stretching me on the left and on the right in a very structured environment. And again, I've been doing what I do for many years, but this was very different. There was an expectation of excellence. There was an expectation of not just meeting the expectation, but wildly exceeding, which is literally the words that my trainer and instructor used. I was able to be introduced to some folks that started from the very bottom and in a very short period of time because they followed the process. We're not just management, but directors of different regions. And I'm not super impressed by that, and, you know, it is what it is. But I was impressed with the explanation of the process. Have you ever been in a situation where not only did you not understand why or how, but you didn't really get the method in which something was done? Have you ever kind of considered, now what you do that for? Why is this important? And while I'm sitting in the classroom, the beginnings of the process, it was very tedious. But because they were so disciplined, because they were so punctual, because they never veered from the script that they had prepared prior to us joining the room, those tidbits at the end were put together like puzzle pieces, kind of like going to rehearsal. For anybody who's ever been involved in theater, you go to your rehearsal and nothing really makes a whole bunch of sense because you have all these starts and stops, and then there's this director blaring instructions at you, and then there may be a stagehand who says no because the prop is going to be right here. And by the time it's all said and done, you're right in front of the day before the performance. And then we do what's called a dress rehearsal. Within the walls of the dress rehearsal, you experience what all those little tidbits put together, those little puzzle pieces, those intricate parts and detailed places, kind of like a bride planning a wedding. She has all these days where she goes dress shopping and takes pictures and gets excited. Then she has her bridal shower, and before it's all said and done, she is the life of the party and the center attraction. And then she's putting together all these details. She's talked to the wedding planner and described exactly what it is that she wants to see. And, you know, you can imagine it in your mind. Then you go through all these food tasting places and go look at all these different halls. But the reality is we don't know what's going to happen until the day of the wedding. Now, we might have the night before or the final rehearsal where we do the walkthrough all the way through. But there's nothing like wedding day, right? No different than when you've been given a script and you've gone through rehearsal week after week and you've built these relationships with this cast, and by the time it's all over, you do the dress rehearsal, but nothing is like the day of the performance. Nothing is like when you actually get to view what happens. It's kind of like our lives, guys. We have all these intricate pieces, these places that need improvement, and the director, who is our Lord and Savior, is blaring these directions very gently, unlike some of the directors I've worked with. But he's telling you, no, Dion, not right, and don't say it that way. Change your cadence, change your attitude, deliver it with a smile. And I'm going through literally all of this, and I can see so many different pieces and components in my life playing out before me. And it's wonderful how the Lord actually uses every single circumstance, every situation that I experience to really kind of show me And for me personally, guys, I have oftentimes done it my own way. I've oftentimes made the unnecessary mistake of leaving the script. And we can kind of equate that to those times where change is strange or money is funny, and we do some of the things that are unnecessary to make sure that we can take care of ourselves. Or it could be that we are dating someone in vain. Nothing about who they are aligns with who you say you are. And then by the time it's all over, you find yourself in a pickle. Or it could be those relationships, be it authority figures or siblings or past friends, that we either hold on to or push away because of something historical that has happened in our lives. And by the time it's all over, what we rehearsed is nothing like the final outcome. So this morning, I just want to encourage your heart. And of course, we got to go to the Word. But y'all don't let us try to get your glasses because I can't see a thing. And so even as I go and retrieve my glasses, I'm sitting in my training, and I'm super excited because I think for one of the first times in my life as it relates to the Lord being just as direct as he wants to be. I love him for that because he doesn't leave us confused or confounded. He makes things so clear that one of two things can happen. Either we can get it or we cannot. And all I could hear him saying is, Dion, just follow the script. I got you. Don't trip. Don't think real hard. Here's my word. And y'all, I'm sorry because now my glasses aren't where I thought they were. Don't worry about any of the logistics. Don't worry about all the fine details that you think you need to amend, or you need to change, or you need to switch out sugar. Just do what I have here. And one of the first things that I thought is, I shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy strength, and with all of our soul, because he already knows the basics, that the ultimate goal is that if we love him with everything that we have, it's almost like a domino game, or it's almost like getting past that that actual dress rehearsal and getting to the final stages of the play, or the final stages of the film, or the wedding day, whatever it is. As long as everybody does the part that they're supposed to do, it's almost impossible to lose. So I want to ask a question today. Do you have your script handy even? Do you know what the expectation is? Do you know what it should look like and how it should feel for your life? And I don't believe that we'll ever know exactly, step by step, what it is to do, but I do think we have the ability to operate in precision if given the opportunity to stand in the principles of what it is that God says. And to be real honest, guys, all that takes is discipline and obedience. Those are real stringent words, and not really words I don't think any of us want to hear on a constant basis. But as I'm getting older, and I'm not talking about in years and tenure, but I'm talking about in my faith, what I've noticed is when I just do the right thing the first time, every time, and I do what I know to do, because we always know what to do. Now, whether or not we choose to do it is totally different. And I'll give you Exodus 19:5. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of the nations you will be my treasured possession, although the whole earth is mine. And we got to keep in mind that there are always benefits to belonging to a sovereign God. Deuteronomy 11:1. Love the Lord God and keep his requirements, his decrees, and his laws, and his commands always. That's not always the easiest thing to do if we just keep it 100. But we can make a decision to do so. John 15 and 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. And remember, we talked about perfect love casting out all fear. And really, at the end of the day, our ultimate goal should be to love one another as God has loved us, to love our neighbor as ourselves. But ultimately, the key to it all is absolutely love. Romans 1 and 5. Through him, we receive grace and apostleship to call the Gentile to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. I think it's our responsibility to stand and operate in faith, to believe God no matter what it looks like, to really have the wherewithal to have confidence in the script, and not that things won't come up to test our faith or to challenge our faith, but the reality is, y'all, and we talk about it all the time, half the time we don't believe. But the word says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's super simple. 14:15, that's John, right? John 1 and 6. And this love, that we walk in obedience to his commands, as you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. Ain't that something? That really the premise of the not only the Word of God, but the basis of what the script entails is solely that we love one another, like almost like desperately. There's something about love that encourages our faith. When I left the Bay Area to travel, you guys heard me share what I shared about my money being peculiar. And out of nowhere, I started getting phone calls from folks that I haven't talked to, people that are not necessarily on the call, but just random folks. Deion, give me your account number. And it is mind-blowing to watch God reward And I don't want to call it a performance because that's not really a great word for walking in faith. But it's amazing to watch God reward your obedience in him and getting to a place where you can trust him to a different level, to a greater level, to a place where you just like, man, whatever. All right, where am I going? Over here, over here, over here. And ironically, I thought that I was doing that. I thought that, and I have to a degree. But it's amazing when he starts to strengthen your faith, the level of comfort with you, with believing, the level of strength you get in your walk, the level of understanding that you get. That no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter if you fail or if you don't, even if you skip a line, God is still going to be God. He's still going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. Now, it may be difficult for you in the process, but by the time it's all said and done, if you work on your line and let God work on the production, you can't lose with the stuff you use. You will win every single time because the reality is, and I love that what I do is super practical and it just makes sense. Either you get it or you don't. There isn't the middle ground. But with the information that I'm given through this Word of God, with the script that I'm given in this, it's to love people, to obey God, to not use my own judgment, but to use the judgment that I know is on the inside of me to make decisions, to operate in faith and love, and to honor him with my life. I cannot lose with that. And it may not be fun all the time, and it may not look like what I want it to. It may look more like a dress rehearsal, because the reality is that's all we're doing every single day is we are literally on a stage. Folks are watching us, and they're watching when we blow it. They're watching when we mess up our lines. They watch us when we are not in the proper position for the next scene or the next act. And again, I'm not saying that we're theatrical in our faith. All I'm saying is there's a method to all of it, guys. And the key to it is just follow the process. Just respect the process. Just take the necessary steps to get to the end. You would hate to put the end at the beginning, the middle, at the end, the front, broken up into little bitty pieces. Just respect the process. And you need the Word of God to do that. You need the Spirit of God to remember, to bring all things to your remembrance. And you need the people around you that remind you that we all have the same script. Yours may look, your part may be a little different, but the script still reads the same. So I pray that blessed you. I know it was simple. I didn't want to do anything deep and heavy today. I just wanted to remind you, don't forget to use your script. It'll just make life a lot simpler as I pass the call.
Good morning, Father. We thank you for your word, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you for that being our basic instructions before we leave the earth. God, thank you for your word that was made flesh, and it came to dwell among us, and then it came to save us, and now your word is still yet here to show us the way to go, to direct our path. And God, thank you that we don't have to try to figure out the script by ourselves, but you've given us the Holy Spirit, because you said that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, and neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that you have prepared for them that love you. But God, you said you're making them known to us, you're revealing them to us by your Spirit. And for that, we are so grateful, God. We're grateful that you are the God that writes out the plan. And God, even before we got here, you had the plan already written out, God. You told us simply to follow the script, to obey. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by you. You told us, God, that you would withhold no good gift from them that walk upright before you. God, thank you. You told us not to lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways, if we acknowledge you, you declared, you promised that you would direct our path, God, and you told us to seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, and then all the other things that we tend to chase after, God, would be added unto us. God, we are so grateful, because you are a grateful God. You are a great God. You are a faithful God. You, God, you never go back on your promises. You don't change your word, God. You said some things to us and in our spirit, God, that we haven't seen manifested, and we just believe, God. We thank you that you're preparing us as we get to the promise, God. There's some things that can't go and can't make it to the promise. There's some things that need to be removed from us, God, and some things we need to let go, God, and there's some things we need to lay aside, God. And thank you, God, for changing our perspective, God, giving us a different view, letting this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus, the mind that understands and realizes and recognizes that you are sovereign, God, and that you are in control, God. You don't need us for anything, but you decided to use us to fulfill your plan in this earth. God, we thank you that you've made us starring roles in our own lives, God, and we're able to walk it out, and nobody else can do it for us, God, because you made us unique and you made us individuals. And God, you've allowed cast members to come alongside us, God, and to strengthen our arms and to lift us up when we're weak and to encourage one another, God, realizing that we are the body of Christ. And Father, we're forever grateful. We're even grateful, God, for the thorns and the thistles and the villains that come and the plot that try to kill, steal, and destroy. destroy, God, because you said we're more than conquerors and overcomers, and nothing by any means shall harm us, God. We thank you. You said no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you that we already know that the end of the script has been written and we win. Father, we are so grateful, God, that we have our hope and our expectation in you, a God that cannot fail. Father, we thank you. Lord, I bless your name, for you are great and you are amazing. You're incredible. You're wonderful. You're altogether lovely. And those words don't even come close to describe who you are and what you mean to us. God, you've been there for us when we didn't even know how we were going to make it. You were there in the midnight hour, God, when they walked away. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. God, when they turned their backs on us, God, you said you'd stick closer to us than a brother and a friend. God, thank you that you said you'd be the mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. God, thank you for that. Thank you for when we thought we were going to lose our minds, you reminded us to keep our minds stayed on you so that we would be in perfect peace. God, thank you for being a mind regulator, and thank you for being a heart fixer, and thank you for sending the comforter for us. God, thank you for being a very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you for reminding us that we don't have to do it on our own. God, thank you. God, thank you. Father, we just appreciate you. And God, before we ask you for anything, we just want to tell you we love you, God, and we demonstrate that love because love is an action. We demonstrate that love in how we love one another, God, and how we do what you've asked us to do. For God, your commands are not grievous. They're only grievous when we're full of our own selves, God, and when we won't lay down our flesh and we forget to do what you told us to do, to die daily to self and to deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow after you. God, there's some things you told us, and the reason why you told us, God, because they're all a part of the process so that the plan would be fulfilled. God, even when you sent your son Jesus, he was in the garden, and he said if it was possible to let the cup pass from him, but nevertheless, your will, God, has to be done because your plan will come to pass. Your word will not return unto you void. It will accomplish therein what you have sent it to do, God, and thank you. What is man that you're mindful of us, God? Thank you. Thank you, God. You're the creator and sustainer of the entire universe, the world. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You established it all, God, and they're still performing, God, yes, performing at your word and at your command. The sun rises on command, and the sun comes up on command, and the stars shine on command, God, and they hadn't forgot what you told them to do, and they remain. Father, I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank you, God, for the people that you send by our lives to remind us of who you are. I thank you for Dion. I thank you for this call. I thank you for our Declared Victory family and how you've knitted us together and how you've shown us a more excellent way, God, which is love, and how you're binding us together in love. And God, even through the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of life, God, we recognize that we have people that we can trust and depend on, God, but ultimately our trust and our hope is in you. For our trust is not in man, but God, we're so grateful that you've sent lights by us and that we realize we're not out here on our own and by ourselves. God, thank you for that. Thank you for family. Thank you for relationships. Thank you, God, that you're showing us how, God, to be ministers of reconciliation, not to just reconcile a dead and dying world back to you, but to reconcile one another, each other, back to right relationships, fathers and sons and mothers and daughters and siblings, God. We don't have to do it the world's way. We are so grateful that we're able to lay aside the differences, that we're able to not be easily offended, that we're able to speak the truth in love, and that we're able to walk and be led by your Spirit. Father, you are never wrong, and your word is always right. Help us to know when to speak it and when to remain silent, God, how we stand on your word and we wait patiently for you to perform what you already declared and decreed before we got here. God, we're grateful. I thank you for JC, God, that you would bless her, God, bless her in her body, God, as she has a chest cold. Thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, God, that heals us, God. Heal us from our sin-sick diseases. Heal us from our stinking thinking and messed up minds. Heal us from our attitudes, God. Heal us from the indifferences that we have and the prejudices that we have. God, heal us from those times of jealousy and backbiting and envy and strife. And God, heal us from those times that we speak those lies that we know are not even truth when they come out of our mouths or when they're thought up in our heads. God, forgive us for anything that's not pleasing before you and anything that would hinder our walk from being closer to you. God, we want to go deeper in you. We want a more intimate relationship with you. God, we want to be found with oil in our lamp when you return. And God, we want to hear you say, well done. Thank you for allowing her to get back home safely, God. And we pray that everything was accomplished where she went. And God, it was all done. And thank you that when she returns, she finds her home, God, better off than when she left it. Thank you for bringing back Dion safely from her travels, God. And thank you for what she's learned and how you've increased her capacity, God. In fact, increase all of our capacity to learn more. God, you said in your word that the children of this world are wiser than the children of light. Help us to see what you are saying, God, to your church. And thank you, God, it's you that declared you gave your children witty inventions. You gave men witty inventions. And you have even given us the power to obtain wealth. And God, as you're elevating us in our lives and in our careers and in ministry and whatever you called us to do, Father, we pray that when we get there, that our character and our integrity, God, and our lives will be able to keep us there, that we wouldn't lose any ground from being elevated by you. And, Father, I thank you that it's for a reason, God. You've given us positions and titles and, God, opportunities and capacity so that your plan might be fulfilled. And, God, that we would be able to complete our assignment. Father, we pray for our pastors and we pray for our churches and we pray for, God, all those still bottom line boiled down to relationship. God, help us to love. Father, we thank you. You said that the world would know that we're your disciples by the way that we love, the love that we have one towards one another. God, love shows up in difficult times. Love, doesn't keep record of wrong. Love forgives easily. Love does cover a multitude of sins and faults. God, love loves in spite of. Show us how to love with the unconditional love that you loved us. By loving kindness have you drawn us in. And, Father, we have nowhere else to go, nor do we desire. God, thank you that we never want to leave your presence, but you declared you won't leave us. Father, we bless you. We give you glory and honor and praise, God. Somebody called in this morning and didn't speak up a prayer request, but you know our thoughts are far off, God. You know our intent. You know the motives behind what we do, what we do. We pray, God, that you, because you are a God that not only hears us, but you are a God that answers prayers, we pray, God, that we're able to cast our cares upon you, for you care for us, that we're able to lay down all the weights and everything that we're carrying on our shoulder, God, that we're able to cast them before you, that we're able to take up your yoke, for your yoke is easy and your burden is light. God, thank you. God, help us to see things the way that you see them, to love people the way that you love them, God, to hate those things that you hate. And you don't hate people, Father. We bless you. And I thank you for Diane, who's going to come after me, God. I pray that you continue to bless her, God, that her prayers, God, would speak encouragement, but most of all, they're towards you, God, that they would honor and adore you, for you deserve the glory and the honor. And let our lives bring you glory. Let us, God, be proper ambassadors for your kingdom. And, God, we pray that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it's already established and done in heaven. And, Father, we're grateful and we're thankful that you're keeping us from the hand of the evil one. Thank you for your hedge of angels you have encamped about us, to keep us in all of our ways. And God, we thank you that you called us out of this darkness into your marvelous light, God. And you've equipped us. You've given us everything that we need in this life that pertains to life and godliness. And God, when we said yes, we meant it. So remind us of our yes, God. Our yes to your will, our yes to your way, our yes to serve, our yes to follow, our yes to love, our yes to show up, God, our yes to be obedient. Father, we thank you, and thank you for helping us when we fall short, God. You said a good man falls 7 times, God, but we don't stay there. We thank you for 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, thank
thank you. Thank you for time and time and time after again that you've forgiven us, God, but we don't want to have to keep coming back, God, asking for forgiveness, but we're grateful. But God, help us to walk. Help us, because you said no good gift will you withhold from them that walk upright before you. Lord, we love you. And Father, we bless you as I pass the call.
Oh, Sovereign God, I thank you for another day of your brand new mercy. God, you say your mercies are new to us every morning. And God, for that, I'm so grateful. God, I thank you that you hover over us and kept us safe through the night, bringing us to the dawning of a new day. God, I just thank you. I thank you for salvation today, Lord God. I thank you for your shed blood on the cross that we may live and have life more abundantly. So, God, I give you praise today, and I honor you today, God. I decrease that you may increase in me. God, use me for your glory today. God, I come interceding on behalf of your people today. God, you are the one who instituted marriage to be a permanent covenant. Your word says that when there's two are joined together, oh God, that which you have joined together, let no man put us under, oh God, or separate us. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. So, God, I pray that those women who are waiting to be found continue to wait patiently on you. Keep their hearts encouraged in their waiting, God. God, I thank you for our children this morning. For you said children are a blessing from God. Father God, your word says to discipline our children, that discipline may just even save their life. So, God, I thank you for children today. God, I pray and ask for your divine protection over our children in their uprising, their downsetting, and when they're going about, oh, God. God, protect them on the highways and byways. God, I lift up the young man's mother, his family, oh, God, that lost his life on the freeway. So, God, I pray for your protection. I pray, Lord God, for your healing in his family. You said, for those who mourn, they shall be comforted. So, God, I pray that you wrap your arms around them this morning and comfort them with your love. God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for all of our children. God, keep them in your grace and your mercy. God, I know that we are not shielded from things happening in the world. For God, you said those things must happen, oh God. We're living in the last days. So God, I thank you and praise you today for all of your children, all of that your hands have made, all of your creation. God, I just thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your people today. God, I come interceding today for our neighbors. God, let us love one another. You said to love thy neighbors as thyself. God, why is it so hard that we find it to love our neighbors? God, Dion spoke of it earlier. Love covers a multitude. So, God, you have placed something in our hearts in the beginning. So, God, help us, Father God, in our way. Help us to love one another, God, as you have called us to do. You said to love one another as you have loved the church. So, God, today, let your love permeate every areas of our being today. God, and let us not be judgmental. You said when we're judgmental, we're casting judgment on people that only you can do. So, God, I praise you today for your love that you placed in my heart and the love that you placed on this call. I just thank you, Lord God, for family today. I thank you for your holy word. God, you tell us also to pray for our enemies. God, you said to pray for them, to love them, to pray for those who persecute us.
Father God, and you said, do not rejoice when enemies home. So, God, I thank you today, and I pray for my enemies, God, and I just give you praise today. So, God, I lift them up to you. I lift them up to you for salvation today. God, let them turn from their sinful ways, turning towards you. God, that they may be transformed, that they may receive your salvation and have eternal life. So, God, I thank you today for our nation. God, I pray over our nation today. Your word says in Daniel that this shall be. God, you call us to pray for our leaders, even those who are corrupt. For God, it's not up to us to try and change people, but you call us to be men and women of prayer. So God, I pray over our nation today. I pray over our administration. God, have your way in the lives of your people. For God, you said this must be, and we as Christians, as believers, shall rejoice of the coming of the King. Oh God, as you take your phones off with you and give God your highest praise, I praise you, Lord God,
hallelujah,
and I thank you today for your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
we bless you this
God. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your words, and your mercy, and your glory, Lord God.
Thank you for your promises, Lord God, that we can stand on them, Lord God. We can come home before you, Lord God, and ask me things, Lord God. We can say things, Lord God. Thank you for your covering, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God. Thank you for loving us, Lord God, in spite of us, Lord God. Oh, God, I want to lift your name and worship you, Lord God. That we only know how to do it. Touch us in our hearts, Lord God. Give us the right way to go, Lord God. Give us the power, Lord God, for the heart that loves you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Lead and guide us only you can, Lord God. Make us better today than we were yesterday, Lord God. Thank you for this word that we must follow each day, Lord God. Oh God, how we just magnify you, Lord God. How we just thank you, Father God. How we love you, Lord God. Have your way with us, okay, God. Yes, today, God. Today, God, we walk in your will, Jesus.
You've chosen us.
We just thank you, Lord. We have the love of our heart this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. That name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
No other name.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you, praise you right now,
God.
You are so good to us, Lord.
We celebrate you.
We can't do nothing without you. We are all
glory,
Lord. Nothing without you, God. And I'm with you, praise you for my journey, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Each and every day, Lord God. I thank you,
hallelujah.
As
she opens her mouth, Lord God, heal her, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, God.
Bless your name, Lord.
Move,
Lord God.
We live
in the Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Keep us from you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you,
Lord God. Hallelujah.
Lord Almighty.
Bless
your name, God.
Mighty
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And all of a sudden, I'm unaware of his mercy eclipsed by glory. And I realize how beautiful he is and how great his affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh, and oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh, 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 he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Yeah. How he loves us. Oh, 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 how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Bless your name, oh God, how he loves us. Thank you, God. Let me just rest in that for a moment, how he loves us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and I am your host this morning. I hope you have been blessed by the call. I know I have. Were there any first-time visitors that did not get a chance to say hello and would like to do so? This is your time. Good morning. Amen. Are there any victors who joined the line after we got started and did not get a chance to say hello? This is also your time. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Bernice.
Good morning, Bernice. Happy Saturday.
Good morning, it's Barbara.
Good morning, Barb. Happy Saturday.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Bubbly. Good morning.
Good morning. Is the missus?
Yes.
Morning. Happy Saturday.
Good morning, Lucy.
Hey, good morning, Sissy Boo. Good morning.
Good morning, family. It's Dondre. Good morning, Bubbalicious.
Hey, good morning, girl. How are you? Happy Saturday. Is there anyone else? Are there any birthdays today? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's World Princess, everyone. Good morning.
I'm sorry. Who is that? Oh, Warrior Princess. Got it. Morning. Happy Saturday. Was there anyone else? Okay. Again, are there any birthdays today? All right, then. Amen. Okay, well, we hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is the Love, Life, and Victory portion, which is so we can discuss the awesome declaration that was given by our wonderful Sister Deanne. Thank you so much for allowing me to host three and just be able to be amongst my victors this morning. You guys have an awesome, blessed day as I pass the call to Deanne.
Amen. It's hard for y'all to hear me when I'm on mute, but my Holy Ghost has had time for us to amen. Well, good morning once again, everyone. And I guess before I get started, thank you, Lisa and Diane. As always, I appreciate how God uses you. And thank you even for that sweet spirit during our collective phrase. It blessed me. And hopefully, just during the discussion, my supporting cast, and I have an awesome one, will help this flow to such a degree that it just blesses somebody and gives you a little bit more strength to carry on throughout the coming week. Amen. So did anybody get anything from the declaration that may have helped them? Anybody? Got to pose a question this morning? Amen. So I'll start with this. I heard Tanya say just during collective praise, God, thank you for helping us to follow the blueprint and for giving us what it takes, because it's not always an easy job to do down here. Sometimes you want to veer from that which God has kind of positioned us to be able to walk and operate in. And you kind of want to improv where there are specifically scripted parts of that play. So for me, I thank God, even for during the process when one would make a mistake, there were enough of us that be like, no, try this, do this, don't do it like that. I had a really good team structure. So we were encouraging one another. One did really good. We high five. That was awesome. That was great delivery. Are there things that are specific about your supporting cast? And this is just a floor question. That you would not trade for anything, anybody other than me. I got them.
I have to respect my marriage this morning because I was laying in a little bit under man. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that worship, mm-hmm. God. Hallelujah. First giving honor to God. I'm sorry, y'all.
The head of
my script, hallelujah, allows me to have a sense of humor. And it just turns on when it get on people's nerves. But you know what? God gave me a gift of I don't care, osity. But, Dion, thank you just for being who you are in my life. And I know that he has surrounded me with a cast of beautiful people that assist me on this journey. When I want to feel low, I got the comedians. When I want, you know, it's so many different parts of it. And when I try to flip the script, because I do, there are scenes in my life that God is like, look here, this is what you do in order. I don't want you to ad-lib. I want you to do it the way I say. But what Dee Dee does, I don't know about none of y'all, because, you know, some of y'all got it to the T. I don't. But when I want to be like, no, God, right here, I want to insert a left turn, and he telling me, no, go right. I need you to stay on the script this time. I don't need you to ad-lib. I need you to do exactly what I say. Let me go, you know, your steps are ordered, but it's just human to do what we want to do, because sometimes we want to make it funny. Sometimes in order to get through this life, we need to add a little humor to it, but God also wants us to press through the pain and follow his script. So I just got a lot of, you know, just like every time you share, it's just like God gives me exactly what I'm listening for from him, if that makes any sense. And then I agree with you. I heard Tanya. I heard her this morning. I heard her through. It was like for a couple of seconds, her voice was just boom. It was like on a PA. I didn't hear anybody but her for 1 second, and it's like I needed that. So I know with everything that's going on in my life, every time I have to go to rehearsal, God just shows up and shows out, and it makes the day, because I'm learning to take it day by day, second by second, not to think too far ahead and not to trip off of what I've already gone through and the times I fumbled. You know what I'm saying? He's just doing something new, and it's a renewal, and I'm excited about it. Don't know what's coming, but I'm prepared for it. So I just love you, and I thank you for setting this Saturday off, because that's what you did, sister, and love you, and you know what I say thank you for, because I'm still floating. Hallelujah. I'm going to go on beat.
Amen. I think when you have an expectation that you're going to get something, God wildly exceeds your expectation. I'm really grateful that even though it could have been a negative, you guys watched where, you know, originally I was going to have to drive. I was like, drive to LA by myself? Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. And he worked it out in such a way that it really, I got some rest. I got to meet some really awesome people. But most importantly, I got to walk in the script how he would have me to walk in it. And instead of worrying about what the beginnings were and, you know, things of that nature, I was actually able to take advantage of the process. And I'm really grateful for that. And I'm grateful that I was able to adjust my mind to accommodate my situation. Amen. Anybody else?
Yes, it's Miss D. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. The first thing that just had me stop and just be still for a minute was when you mentioned the relationships and building relationships offline. I found that to be my most valuable asset since becoming a part of the Declare Victory Call. And we've built several relationships outside of the phone call, and it's a blessing. You know, and I'm looking, using that analogy of staying on the script and supporting cast and all that, I need to recognize always that I am not the leading lady in it, that there is a writer, but my supporting cast, they don't always know that they're supporting, but without them, the show, the play, the script, the content of that day would not be as valuable without those people that I come in contact with every day. And then also knowing that they enhance the day, because if I focus on me as the leading person in this script, I lose the opportunity to be developed and pushed even further by the people that support me. So, you know, the word tells us, for those who have an ear, let them hear. In my being developed, I need to be quiet also so that I can hear the people around me, the supporting cast, staying with that analogy, because they help to bring out and enhance the script.
Yeah.
Because we all have our roles, and that's the part of the relationship that carries me to the next place. Because without them and without you, without the people on this call, the relationships outside of the call, I would be walking a lonely place by myself. Me and God alone ain't all of it, because that's not a part of the fullness of my life. He has put so many people in place. When he said to do this group I'm doing, I was like, okay, but who's going to do it? I will support somebody. And he said, no, I said, you do it. And he said, if you look around, I'll show you all the people that I placed to help you. Mm-hmm. But if I keep my eyes closed and be narrow and think that God delivered me for me, I miss out being in the script, being included in it. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this morning. You guys pray as I'm ready to go out here and get this room set up for this group to meet today. I love you guys, and thank you all for being a part of my life and helping me to grow in this area that God has placed me in today. See you later.
Amen. Have a great day, Miss D. And ecstatic about how your visual went, and thanking God that you are literally in the trenches, on the front line, the leading part of the act with regard to really making an impact in the community with your service. So God bless you this morning. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody? Amen. Another thing that I believe I took away from my time away is sometimes when God wants to get you by yourself, some of the methods that he uses are impractical. And one of the things that I took advantage of this week was really going over my instructions in my head over and over again. And I did much of what I do when it comes to retaining the word. I'd listen, and then I'd kind of rehearse what it is that I was given. And that's what I do when I listen to the word. I use my DAB app, and I really replay the stories that Brian shared for a greater understanding. And some of the things that we think aren't important, you know, like lineage and historical things, you know, this one begat this one, the language that we have a tendency to skip over when we're studying. I don't know if you guys do. I used to until I understood that understanding where something comes from historically or the origin of a thing really helps you not only to digest the word, but to receive it with gladness. It really helps me to look at the bigger picture. And sometimes we don't look at the bigger picture. And even when it seems like it doesn't make sense, when you get a little bit further, I'll keep referring to it as the script or the blueprint, when you get a little further in the script, and again, you start putting all those pieces together, by the time that it's all said and done, not only do you understand, but you have a greater appreciation when you understand the origin of a thing. And so my question for you this morning is, when you look at your life historically, when you look at the different pieces of it, the integral parts, the parts that for some folks don't make any sense, or like 1 + 1 = 4 in your mind for some weird reason, all I can tell you is to keep playing it to the end, go through to get to. Because the only way to get to the actual production is to go through the basic steps of the process. Is there anybody that's similar to me? And sometimes the small details, and Tanya and everybody else that spends any time with me will attest to this, sometimes I don't want to hear the details, but I'm learning to appreciate the details, even to a greater degree. And it's not that I don't care about them, but I have a tendency to want the end of the story because it's how I see life. I look at the distance, and then I back my way up. But in real time, it plays out very differently when you start at the beginning and you end at the end. Anybody else other than me like to skip parts?
Dion, so you thought made me remember how when I was growing up, I've always been a reader. I've used to love reading. I stayed at the Richmond Library all the time just reading books, different kinds of books. And then I would get impatient, and I would not want to go through page by page, so I would either read the back to see how the story ends. And then I learned that with doing that, I was missing all of the journey of the book. And so I also found myself in life wanting to, like you said, the details, and sometimes when people talking and just, man, get to the point so I can get, you know, because with my husband, I don't know who knows him on the line, and I ain't talking about him because he can hear me, but he's telling, just for him to tell the story, it takes him so long to just say something that would take me 2 seconds, and it's so bad sometimes that when he's talking to the kids, they will sneak out the room, and he don't even know they're gone, but I've had to learn to appreciate every part of it, because if we go too fast, we might miss the very important part of what we need from that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it certainly does. It does to me. Anybody else? Anybody else like to skip the little intricate details? It can't just be me and Dee Dee.
No, it's me too. And the bad part about it was that's the way I started reading the Bible, when I started learning to read the Bible and the stories, because it's like stories that I hear you guys talk about that I'm like, where was that at? You know, how did I miss that part? I'm like, well, dang.
Right.
Yeah, so
you know, as Pastor Coleman was always says about reading the Bible, it's just, take it slow. You know, don't, you know, digest. It's like a good meal, and you know as much. Everybody that knows me knows I love to eat, so it's like, you know, that's my always going to be my go-to analogy about life. It's like a good meal. You know, if you whoop it down, you miss the seasonings and the flavors and all of that. But if you know, you take your time and you take a bite and chew it up, put the fork down before you're trying to get to the next bite. That's the way I'm trying to do in life. Slow down in every aspect of it, because like Dee Dee said, you will miss something. You know, mm-hmm. And then learning how to be even a better listener. Instead of trying to say, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, get to the point. But no, just mm-hmm. slow it down and take time and listen.
And that's not always the easiest thing to do. Somebody else was about to say something before I continue. Who else was that that likes to skip the details?
Good morning. This is Ruth. I used to hey. Glad to hear your voice. I used to read books backwards. I wanted to get to the end. I want to know what happened. And in life, when I hear my sister and when I hear my kids talking, I've already summed it up in my mind what's going to happen. And, you know, from life experiences, you know, nothing really changes. When one person done, we already know how it's going to turn out almost. So I always say, when my daughters are telling me stories or my sister, I say, you know what? I don't mean to cut them off, but I say, you know, everything is going to be all right. You know what? Don't matter what happened, it's going to be all right. Just watch this, you know, because just from life experiences, you already can just listen to the story, because it's nothing no man has done that somebody else hasn't done. It's going to be all right. And because of somebody's behavior, like if it's a relationship or a child cutting up, you already know how it's going to turn out. If he cutting up and acting, just watch. We can just sit back and just watch how this is going to play out. You know, it's going to, look, right here in the middle of the story, it's going to be all right. We kind of know how the end is going to turn out. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to turn out that kind of way. You know, if you've been doing something for so long, guess what? Eventually this is going to happen. If you're on the right path, if you're doing right, guess what? You know, victory will be won at the end. But I kind of don't like listen to all the details either. I just kind of want to get to the end.
Well, honey, we wouldn't know that, because you'd like to tell every single detail, honey. From what?
Well, you know what? I do, and I do like that. I do when I'm listening to people. I like to get to the end. But it's almost like cooking. I can't cook that. I can't make that quiche or make something without just. I can't get to the end of it. It's a process. I always tell people the ingredients. You got to have all those ingredients, like making that turkey burger. Yeah, you got to have all. You say, what's in that burger?
Mm-hmm.
You got to. It's a process to it. You got to put all those ingredients in it, and then wait till it cooks. You know what I'm saying? You just can't go no turkey on the grill, let it cook without the ingredients.
Right, that part. Who said my name?
Me. That's I was just gone. At, well, when Ruth was talking about when other, like her daughter and her sister or whoever is trying to say their story, because I, when she said it, it made me, I checked myself, because even though we've gone through it and they're sharing, we do, because I do it too, like my kids are sharing something, and because I've been there, done that, I want to help them speed it along, so I'm not listening like I should, because it's there right now, if that makes any sense. So I've had to learn to, even though I may know how the story, you know, I think I know, it's still only right to listen to them so they can process it, because sometimes when we cut people off in the midst of their process and they're sharing with us, that's not always what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to learn to listen, and Marcus said it yesterday, listen to hear people, not just because we can hear, but listen to what they're saying so that we can help them with their process. Just because we've been there, done that, or we know because of life experiences, it's their experience, and we're a part of it. So that just gave me, and my daughter's listening, that just gave me another tool to listen better to them when they're sharing their stuff. And although I'm way older than them, even my daughter tell me, Mom, here you go, because I'm like, keep living, and I'm 49. She say, I know you 49, but, you know, so it's just a learning tool. So thank you for saying that.
And so to be honest, Miss D again,
A couple of days ago, we were at a visual, and I've done many over the few years. But what I noticed is, and I was talking to Dee Dee about it, people want to get to the shout part and miss the pain. You know, and what I'm saying by that is because, and I'm getting to a little touch right now, but what I'm saying by that is we have to go through, that, you mentioned earlier, the process to get to the other side, because if we don't go through the process, we miss the whole healing part of it, and that's when we get those wounds that keep refestering. You know, and I was talking with my daughter a couple of days ago, and I wanted to talk because we're going back and forth, and I had to stop. And said, baby, I heard what you said and repeat back to her because she needed to be heard. These young people out here need to feel those feelings. And they was holding church out there. And I'm like, okay, at political arenas, you know, I'm like, that's not, they can't hear you right now.
Right.
We just have to allow people and learn, teach them, also demonstrate and show them. Train up a child how to go through the process to get to that part of shouting. Jesus went through a process, and he went through some pain and anguish and had to sit down on some stuff that was coming his way, but he went through it before he hung on that cross, before he died, and before he was resurrected. But we want to go all the way to the resurrection, shouting up and down the church aisle, ain't paid no attention to them spikes and thorns along the way. Thank you, girl. Thank you all.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to give you guys an acronym that I learned while I was in training. It's not uncommon, and some of you that are in corporate will get it, but it's called LACE. And I love the word because I'm just a Richmond girl to my heart. Listen, acknowledge, clarify, and educate. LACE. And it's not just a corporate term, but the reality is the majority of the time we listen to answer. We don't listen to hear. We listen to be heard. We don't listen to justify or to encourage or to, you know, to empathize. We usually listen to give an answer. And that's not always, that's one of the things that, like what Dee Dee was saying a moment ago, that's one of my things my boys would fuss about, especially if they were talking about something that I had been through. You know, you'd be like, boy, anyway, that ain't no, we've been doing that. That's bunk. I hear you, but the rough. And so with that in mind, you know, as I change and I grow, it's just a beautiful thing to know that today there are certain things that I understand differently that I did in times past. But you got to be open to that. You got to be available for that part of the process because it's absolutely necessary. And change doesn't happen until you change. That's just kind of is what it is. And you can either change or stay the same. And unfortunately, the longer we refuse as individuals to change, the longer we stay in the middle of the process and the least likely we are to accomplish actually being able to fill the role that God is calling us to. And so the resistance just creates a lengthy time in dress rehearsal, and you can do it if you want to. I mean, you know, really, we have a choice in this. We can stay in the middle of a thing for as long as we want to, or we can get whatever the lesson is, and that's just where I'm at. Lord, whatever I'm supposed to learn right up and through here, can we get to it so I can move on, please, and thank you. Amen. Anybody else?
Something that came up immediately, Dion, was that if we try to get to through the lesson quickly and not really pay attention, we may make an error and have to go back and repeat that same lesson again until we get it.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure. Not may. ain't no may to that thing right there, honey. You don't get it if you want to. You will see your behind is going right on back.
Yeah, and it's just like getting that, just like when we used to get whoopings. You know, you get a whooping for what you did, and then you go back and they tell you don't do it, and you go back and you get a whooping again, and the whipping gets harder the second time than the first time, because it's like, okay, you didn't hit me the first time, so maybe I didn't hit you hard enough. So let me get this, drum this into your head a little bit for you so you can get it. And so, you know, I don't want that. Yeah, right. I don't want no more whippings. I want to be obedient. I want to be able to get it right. Listen and do it right the first time. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
You hear me? And it even goes along with our prayer life, too. It's like, how what do we, you know, God has given us the answer. But, again, we all on some other page because that ain't what we want. So until, like Bubby said, the things that we keep, or I say I keep doing because I'm not adhering to the script, I'm going to keep on having to go over that scene until I get it right. So that's another way I look at it. Until I follow him and not me, I'm going to have to do it again.
I was just going to say, yeah, I ain't got time to do nothing over the, not a man, another time. Enough. Excuse me, Lord. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking.
Jesus, I was tripping.
Okay.
Listen. Yeah, I don't got that kind of emotional time. I'm cool, Jesus. I heard you. I'm going to sit right over here and shut up while I'm sitting here. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. And again, we absolutely will not be the dead horse this morning. But I think more than anything, one of the greatest parts of the process that I really appreciate is, and this is not always the case, you know, when it comes to any type of a corporate training, but I love when integrity is the expectation. When that expectation is set and, you know, you consider everyone else before you consider yourself. It's just, I think for a lot of us, it's just kind of who we are. And if it's not who we are, it's absolutely who we're becoming. And so I appreciate that part of the process because it speaks to what we're called to, you know, wildly exceeding expectations and being able to deliver not just greatly but excited about the ability to deliver above board and above the expectation of those that we're serving. And I think that that's what Jesus did all the time. He wildly exceeded our expectations. You know, God's love blows me away. And it reminds me constantly of how much he loves us, even when we don't deserve it. And I think that, you know, in dealing with people, loving on them in such a way that it is pretty humbling, you know. And I'm just excited about learning to love harder and stronger and more deliberately and delivering service in such a way that it's unforgettable. And really, we should be unforgettable on our journey. Jesus is unforgettable. There's no way that you can meet him and remain the same. It is virtually impossible to meet him and stay the same. And so I think that's the part that excites me most is we are in a place where we have an opportunity to impact the lives of others in such a way that they never forget the production, the final product. Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
One thing I wanted to say, Dion, is that I've learned through all the stuff I've been through is that, you know, people are watching, the little ones are watching, my nieces, my nephews, my daughters. You know, and even Kyle, they watch you because, you know, you call yourself a Christian. And, you know, you saved and they see you shouting in church and then they see you act another way. But, you know, they're watching. And not only I've learned this in the last, especially the last few months or year,
I want to, not only do I want to be pleasing in God's eyes, but I want to be pleasing in the little ones' eyes that are watching. You know, I want to be that, like that little old lady that used to work for the state of California, and I wish I could find her now, has such a sweet voice, you know, with just a nice lady, and she would, every time I see her, and I didn't even know her, and so I just walked over to her and introduced myself, and she would always say before I introduced myself, she said, "Hey, baby, how you doing?" Hey, and just was so super precious. I mean, I don't even know if they come like that no more, but I always said, I want to be that loud, you know, cussing, acting up mama, grandmama. I want to be that, "Hey, baby, how you doing?" But I want to be that way, but I want to, in my heart, you know, I want to be humble and I want to be nice because the babies are watching. And even at my age, I said, man, I wish I could find that lady. Because we talked and we were supposed to get together, and she said we're supposed to make some food and stuff and all this. But just, oh, my God, just I could just hear her voice all the time. She was the same. And she just, when she walked in the room, her presence, you know, just brought calmness. And she walked in the room, and she just was always smiling and, oh, just a precious.
Mm-hmm.
Precious. I want to not only be a precious in God's eyes, I want to be a precious to those who are watching me. So as they grow up and I get older, you know, in my 60s and 70s, I want to be, "Hey, baby, how you doing?"
Mm-hmm. Yep.
"Hey, it's baby, easy. How you doing?"
Just like that. You know what? Okay. Just like that.
I said 60s and 70s. I'm telling my mama.
I'm sorry, I couldn't avoid that.
No, Barbara, you know what? And that's you. Oh, my God. That's you. Thank you.
It so is. It so is.
Mm-hmm. It is. It absolutely is. Amen.
And it's genuine. That's the one thing I love about her. It's just genuine. It's not fake and phony.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen, y'all. Anybody else got anything before we get ready to wrap it up?
This is Miss D, and I said I was gone almost an hour ago. I just can't. I keep putting on one piece of clothes and walk around the house. But something you said, you mentioned about getting the lesson. I'm thankful that God tells us in His Word is built precept upon precept, which means that I go from a life lesson to another life lesson. I can say I have some falling offs, but the falling offs are so slight that the movement is continually forward towards Christ, pressing on towards that mark, the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, precept upon precept, life lesson, word application, and continuously going and growing. And I'm thankful that the Lord doesn't say, "Oh, you messed up, so we're going to put you on timeout." He checks me and say, "Get up and keep moving." And I'm thankful for that. This has been a really intriguing call for me this morning. I needed extra encouragement as I get ready to go out here into the world and do the work of Him who called me to do this today. Y'all be blessed. I'm gone for real. Yeah,
be blessed,
yeah,
sister soul.
Whatever.
Go out there in the trenches, girl. We love you.
Amen. And anybody else have anything? Amen.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Dion, you amaze me sometimes. It's the things you say and the things you do. And yes, I watch. I finally have learned how to listen and not be waiting to see what I'm going to say back. And it's not easy sometimes. It's a little difficult. But I'm trying to stay on the task. I'm trying to stay on what I'm supposed to be doing because you're so right. If you don't learn the lesson, you're going to keep going through the same thing until you get the lesson.
Yep.
Thank you this morning. I've enjoyed you guys. You know, a lot of times I try not to say too much. I like to listen. I have finally learned to listen. And, like, I don't know who was saying that about when you talk with your kids. And I'm always ready to answer, but I finally have learned to not be trying to see what I'm going to say, but to really listen to them. And not just your kids, Ruth. Everyone is watching, especially when we call ourselves Christians. That's the first thing people want to throw up in your face. I thought you were a Christian. Well, I am a Christian, but I ain't perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But, yes, people really do watch you. You'd be surprised who's watching you.
But not no more. Look, you hear me? Not no more.
Well, true. Yeah, that's true. But God is so good. I just thank you. I thank you for being obedient. This line is precious to me. It just really is. And I thank God for you and Tan and Dee and Bubbly and Diane and just everyone that shares on this line. And the guys, Marcus yesterday, Lord have mercy. You know, it's just awesome. It's really awesome. And I think I get upset sometimes because there are people that I know would benefit from this if they'd listen. But I guess they're just not ready. And I realize that they're not where I'm at, and they're not ready for it yet. But this is an awesome call, and I encourage people to call in. And if you don't do nothing, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
It will help you if you just listen and talk to the Lord and ask him to help you understand the things that people say, because God is good, and he's there. We just run around crazy, but he right there. So thank you this morning. You guys have an awesome day, okay? I got to get out of here.
Amen.
You
absolutely.
Too,
right.
Hey, baby.
I could just hear Miss Barbara. That's really what she'd be saying. Heck of funny.
Oh, that was so funny. That was funny. I love you guys. I do. Every last one of y'all.
Amen. We love you, too. Love you.
So I know we're trying to get off the call, but when y'all say that everybody's watching us, everybody's watching us.
Oh, baby.
Oh, God, Dion. Let me just say this. You know how my day was yesterday? If my nephew don't know me, and it was so important to just be on our P's and Q's, not being fake, because that's not ever cool either. I just think when people get to know you for who you are, and then when they see you offline and not, you know, just on the call, when you can connect up and the relationships develop outside of the call, then you can say, this person is good, you know, because God, I know he strategically have blessed me with some relationships that I wouldn't have never had if I hadn't become a part of Declare Victory, and I'm so grateful, because it really is life-changing, and there's times when I get emotional because I have a beautiful family. I love my church to life. I have grown so much there, and there's relationships that I have there that I can go to them. I have to go to one this morning with the women of my church that I missed the first two, so I don't have a choice. Y'all kind of know what I mean? I got to be there this morning. But I'm grateful because the relationships that I'm getting in, they're so beautiful, and I cherish them so much. And it's one thing that when my godbrother Derek passed away 7 years ago, my pastor looked at me and he said, when somebody cherishes your time, that's the type of relationship that you want to cultivate. And that's what I'm learning. When people take time out to listen, take time to say, hey, you know, even this morning, I didn't even realize that people that I don't even know were concerned about me. They're like, you okay? I noticed this, I noticed that, or maybe something I posted, or they, even with the vigil thing, they're like, oh, my God, do you need anything? I'm good because God is equipping me, and I know that the relationships that are forming, the majority of the ones that I'm connecting with through Declare Victory, it's all good, and it's all God, and I'm just excited. So I love y'all. That's all, Dan. You know, I love you, and thank you.
Amen. Love you more. How about that? Amen. Anybody else have anything? Amen. Well, y'all, it is just a couple minutes to 8, and I have a fellowship this morning at 9:30, and you know, leave there and stick my head in Bessie Nim's conference or workshop and say hello. So I'm praying that everybody has a great day. Don't forget your lines today. Make sure that you practice. Use your mirror. Use whatever sound aid you need. Sometimes you need to write it out. Try erasing it and rewriting it. And I'm talking about the Word of God. Don't forget that there is a script for your life. And in some cases, ad-libbing or improvising is not going to be beneficial. You're going to want to stick to it. So I love you guys, but I promise God loves us the most. And all you're getting, get an understanding. Do everything you can do to perfect love this morning. And stand in your faith. Don't apologize for your faith, but embody it so that when the curtain goes up, you're always ready to give an answer on the account of the great God that we serve. I love you guys. I promise I do. But I know without a shadow of a doubt that God loves you more. I will hear you guys Monday morning. Have a great Saturday and an awesome Sunday. Bye, guys. Hear you Monday.
You too, Lady D. Love you.
Love you.
And encourage you guys. Love my victims.
Love you too.
You too.
Have a good day, guys.